This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world.
Sometime along the line we lost our innocence, so God sent us back.
This land was green and good.
Planet Earth is time travelers.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin,
we've already been
Texas,
there.
Broadcasting.
We've already been here.
It's Alex Jones.
And is he fixed? It's up to you. Vox, you've really impressed me. I'm not just saying that because I am somebody who just tries to seek after the truth and find out what's happening. And I look at the people that serve this system. They are anti-human. They are anti-God. They are anti-success. They're losers. They're like a cancer, like you said. So what do you expect them to do now? Do you agree with me that I think this last few days there's been a major turning point spiritually where they've gone into pure horror mode? And I want to respect their demonic power. I don't support it or like it, but I don't want to be confident like they are. I want to be meek and humble and focused and ready with my guns up, you know, politically ready. But at the same time, I know I can't do it all. It's God. What is the essence of what you're trying to say to listeners and viewers about where we are at this jump point in history?
Where we are is just past the peak of the evil pendulum, in my opinion. You know, for the past 200 years, if you look at Robert Prechter's socionomic theory, things have continued to proceed towards what they call openness.
We just went over the top.
Yes, we just went over the top, and we are just beginning to swing back. And so that means that all the openness, all the free trade, all the no borders, all the mixed race this and multiracial that, all of that is going to reverse, and it's going to hard reverse. And so Europe is a little bit ahead of the U.S. right now. The nationalists
are on
the rise. And
by the way, the Generation Z is on fire with that. They already pick it up. It's done.
Oh, there's no question. You know, I play soccer at a club. I'm obviously quite old, so I play with the veterans, but the way that works here, all the different ages have the different teams that are part of the same club. And I would say that of the sort of 18 to 25-year-old crowd, they almost uniformly would be classified as really hard right. I mean, to the extent that they kind of make me blink a little bit. And so the nationalism is on the rise everywhere.
No, exactly. I'm in airports and stuff, and like good-looking black kid, white kid, Hispanic kid come over and like checks me on something I said that I wasn't, and I don't put them down for it. It's orthodoxy. They're like really trying to be pure.
Oh yeah, I mean, I love it when people are getting on my case and they're saying, you know, Vox, you're too much of a cuck, you're too soft, and it's invariably somebody who's 20 or, you know, has no idea how extreme I am considered, you know, among my generation.
Well, and they don't understand that, they don't know what comes with it.
But it's fine, and it's encouraging. I love to see it. You know, the way that, you know, the French national team, the globalists tried to make a big push for, oh, isn't this great? Isn't this multicultural? And, you know, the memes just, the anti-globalist, anti-multicultural memes just absolutely swarmed them. And it was a beautiful thing to see.
Exactly. And it's not like some man marries a woman from a different culture and it's beautiful. That's great. It's that it's forced. And that they don't want people to assimilate. I want to do 5 more minutes with you on the side and ask what you think of Donald Trump. And I want your real assessment because I haven't figured Trump out yet. My gut tells me he's good. My spirit does. He's delivered on so many fronts. But I really think Donald Trump is, I actually know, Donald Trump is like an oracle. He's not even there. Donald Trump is like, I don't know how to quantify it or describe it, but Donald Trump is like a basically like a psychic precog. He's like, he's just the will of the people. It's something very special about Trump. He's definitely, though, autistic. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I've been around 44 years, almost 45, you count the 9 months of my mother's womb. And by the time I was like 15, 16, I learned, like, my gut's never wrong. I mean, I'd be like walking out of a department store with my mom and about to go meet my friends. And I'd like get ready for a fight and the guys come around the corner, you know, trying to rob us. I learned my gut was never wrong very young, but I didn't follow it till about 5, 6 years ago. So when my gut comes out and says, I didn't tell you guys about that picture up. That's me at 21. I'm not like trying to know all the answers in the universe. I've just learned that we already have all the answers. So Vox Day's here with us. We'll talk about somebody's comic book that he's launching. I'm like, oh, comic books. No, that's the seed, as he said, the antecedent to the movies, the culture, the archetypes. We'll talk about that some before our next guest host takes over, Nick Begich, Dr. Nick Begich, that's a pioneer. And we did tweet out a little special thing that folks did of me in a kind of a metamorphosized archetype there of the warrior. Now live, best-selling comic author, editor, and video game designer, Vox Day, joins today's broadcast to explain his pro-West work, including the SJW-free alternative to their garbage comics and their cult. But Trump, the paradox, because, quite frankly, Trump can get his feelings hurt. And Trump does see a lot of the show, and none of us are perfect. But I've always noticed that Trump can get manipulated into something, but then he always turns around later, and he has this underdog thing as a billionaire. He's one of the only self-made billionaires out there. His dad was a big John Birch Society guy. I knew that from sources, then looked it up. It was the New York Times like 30 years ago that, you know, he would like go beat up, you know, communists and stuff in like the 50s, kind of like John Wayne would do. But I don't want to lionize Trump. I think he is very interesting and obviously very intuitive, very connected, very dialed in and pro-human, and they fear him so much. But then I've talked to Trump a lot, many times, and it's like he finishes the sentences before you make them, and it's very actually frightening. And then they're calling him an idiot. And let me tell you something. If Trump is bad, he can deceive my spirit. And I've never had my gut be wrong, my spirit. So my spirit says, get behind Trump from the time he ran. I just said, I just have to get behind him. And I'm not going to give them some delusion. I love God. I love the babies. I love the children. But at the same time, even the elect could be deceived, as they say in Revelation. So, Vox, what do you say about Trump and who he is? Because a lot of Christians say, well, he's not perfect because, you know, he's a wrecking ball. Well, he never said he didn't like women or whatever. You know, he's not screwing kids. There's nothing to that. I'm trying to, like, quantify who is Trump. Who is this guy?
He's a man with a mission. He's a man with a mission. I see him as very similar to the Apostle Paul. I think that he had a road to Damascus experience, except that instead of seeing the face of Jesus, I think that he saw the face of evil. And
just impressed me again. I've talked to people a year before Politico published it about him in Scotland for a year. He was worldly and still loved his dad and didn't know if it was true and then he had this huge experience. It's funny. Were you told this? Did you know this, Fox?
No, I just observed it.
Well, I will reveal here that Trump was haunted for 2 years, had nightmares, you name it. I was told this by people very close to the president. And that he wasn't, it wasn't that he was anti-Christian. He was just his own guy and thought everything was beginning. He had a road to Damascus experience, but it was accompanied first by massive demonic assault.
But part of that assault was he was given the opportunity to become part of the evil elite that you talk about a lot. You know, they were welcoming, they tried to welcome him into it, and he rejected it. And I think this is fairly common knowledge. He banned Brian Epstein from
And you know Mar-a-Lago. What he told me? I'll hold you next time and after, but this is so powerful. Trump said the energy. He said Christians, the energy, Alex, it's so pure, it's so good. And it was like I was like talking like an autistic person. And I was like, what do you mean, Mr. President-elect? And Mr. President goes, well, it's just the Christians are so good. I just want Christians to be able to be free. And I said, sir, I'm not on some big agenda on the whole First Amendment deal. I believe in it, but I get there. And he kept saying he definitely had that conversion about 3 years before he ran. And Vox, very intuitive what you said, because I've never told that on air. I'm sorry. I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Well, when you look at the things that he said during the campaign, when he talked about how I will take the arrows for you, he understood the risks that he was taking. He understood that he was setting himself up against the evil powers of the world.
But what does that say about him? Because the average globalist would just take energy. He recognized Christ's energy as the best thing he'd ever had, and he never really had it till he was like 65 years old. That's what I'm saying.
But
what was that?
But it's even more significant than that, because if you look at what he is doing and what he has said and what he's willing to do, you know, he is literally willing to lay down his career, his life, his legacy, everything in order to try to set the American people free.
And you just said it 2 years
and
ago.
And that's love.
2 years ago, that's what I said on air. I'm not going to get into private conversations. He said, he goes, I don't care. I'm just going to follow this no matter. I know it's the answer. Just like Kanye West said when they met. Those two are like he said that, Vox. He said, I'm going to follow this. I don't care where it goes. I'm not thinking about it anymore. I'm just going with this.
And that's why the powers of the world fear him, because what he is following is antithetically opposed to them. And what he is following, whether he understands it or not, is apparently the will of God. And that's why so many Christians respond so powerfully and so emotionally to him. You know, I predicted the Trump slide. You can see this was an old Trump slide 2016 shirt. I believe that he was going to win from the moment that I heard him taking that, frankly, very Christ-like position, which coming from a worldly playboy like himself.
Well, let's take Melania. You know, she is a real Christian. I mean, and like a Bible thumper, she loves God, and like she did that famous prayer she did, the Lord's Prayer up there. I mean, that's what this is. And we're not just saying this. That's why they're so scared, is that we've got somebody who isn't worshiping himself. He's already had everything, and he's dialed into that.
And more importantly, he's not a fraud. He's not a fake like the Bushes were. You know, the Bushes purported to be, you know, Christians too and that sort of thing. But nothing that they did ever really struck me as being genuine.
I agree. Let's do one more segment, and I'm going to shut up, give you the floor for the next segment, and then I really appreciate Dr. Nick Begich, former senator, brother, congressman, father, great patriot, exposed the whole paradigm. He's coming up for two segments after that. But that what Vox is saying is, I don't want to reveal too much here on air, but I mean, I can just tell you right now that Trump did have a Road to Damascus event 2 years, but it's been 3 years since the campaign started. He had a Road to Damascus event, and it, exactly what you said, and Trump was like, none of this fulfills me. Hollywood, all these things are fake. I've already conquered all these things, and it's not real. He said, I mean, I'll tell you the big secret. Trump like says, hey, can we go to black churches? Someone asked Vox today that question when we come back. Like, people on the campaign and the new campaign go, Trump goes, hey, I want to go to black churches. And they go, why? And he goes, I've never felt so much energy as a black church. And it's not some condescending thing. Trump loves black churches. What does that say? He literally asked to be directed to them. What does that mean?
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Boss Day's got to go. He's got to take care of his family and stuff. And we've got Dr. Nick Baggage taking over. But I was just getting into the fact that Trump doesn't like go, oh, I love Jesus. Oh, are you a good Christian? Do you love the Lord? All that kind of stuff. Talking to me and others, he's like, oh, I really love these churches and the energy. It's so good. It's better than a rock concert. And you're like hearing that, but it's like God. He's resonating with that energy. So just in closing, we'll get you back very soon. Talk about Alt Hero, Crackdown. We're selling. This is great for kids. One of the only libertarian, conservative, pro-patriot, pro-Western comic books out there. It's amazing. Very honored to be selling that. Infowarsstore.com, Vox Day. But just in closing, it's not a Trump grovel fest. You know a man by his enemies. I just gave you the intel from behind-the-scenes stuff about Trump particularly liking black churches. And that's got a lot of connotations to it. But just what do you make of that?
Well, I think that Trump just loves people who are filled with the Holy Spirit and love the Lord. And it calls to him. And, you know, I've certainly seen that. And I've seen that in black churches. I've seen that in Italian churches. You know, the more expressive a people are, often the more uplifting it is. And I expect that sort of thing really appeals to the president in his heart.
All right. They're trying to censor your comic book, but it's still the number one on Amazon. People can buy it there if they want, InfoWarsStore.com. But come back and let's talk about the cultural revolution against them that's going. In 60 seconds, you agree they're in trouble, they're desperate, they're scared. Let's not be too confident. What do they launch? I think false flags to make themselves victims, which is why I think it was wrong. I did the whole joke about Mueller and shooting him, which I said it's a joke, it's not real, it's metaphorical. They still edited it out to kind of say, do that. They're the ones calling for violence. What are you concerned about?
I'm actually more focused on the what's going to happen to folks on the financial side. I think that that's an obvious point of vulnerability, and that's why I'm glad to see that Trump and his administration are starting to look at big social and to look at the payment processors and that sort of thing, because that is going to be one of the primary focuses of attack.
Absolutely. I mean, you've had Bill Maher, all of them say what we already knew, crash the economy to stop America's recovery. If that isn't treason, if that isn't espionage, so what does the president do? We don't want to be a dictator. We want him to have the will of the people and Constitution. But what do you do when you've got multinationals, Chi-Com, openly funded, Chinese president, dictator goes to Davos, says, don't worry, we're working with Hollywood, we'll F America over it. I mean, you know, we're like chumps if we put up with that.
Exactly. He's doing the right thing. And the Chinese respect that. You know, I was on Chinese English language television about in March, and you know, they really respect the fact that Trump is the first president to actually be representing American interests. And so the more that he speaks the truth and the more that he stands strong, the better position that Americans are going to be.
All right, Vox Day, thanks for the time. We really appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
And that's it. Our media says the Chi-Coms hate us, and our media says all this. They are like Putin. Everybody are like, we have Russian interests. We have American interests. We actually like this. We want human interest. But the globalists, they want dysfunction. They want failure. They want poverty. They want control. And somebody who spearheaded this with his father, who's a famous congressman, and of course his brother was a U.S. senator, but in his own right he's a best-selling author, and I think more successful than his father and his brother. I didn't mean to mention the accolades of his genetic compass, but Dr. Nick Baggage is here taking over right now. Where would you say exposing, you know, up front the whole spy grid, the whole shadow system, but if we got leaders in charge that wanted to use technology to empower people instead of enslaving people, I think the stars are the limit. And, you know, there's time enough for love, there's time enough for anything. Once we beat that, it's not some Valhalla, it's not some nirvana, it's not some utopia right. we're offering like all the communists do. It's a real human experience chance. So go ahead and take over. Of course, earthpulse.com, find your books and videos. We love you. We appreciate you as a trailblazer, all this. But how would you quantify the cultural, the economic, the spiritual moment we're at right now?
This is the moment I think we've all been waiting for. This is the turning point where we really have an opportunity to see this thing change in a different direction. And I think that's where we're at. And, you know, you and I have worked together a really long time. I was thinking about this. You know, we started about the same time in the early 90s, moving an agenda forward that really transfers power back to the governed, which is the government, you know, when you really think about it. And all of this political correctness is stifling speech. The idea of controlling speech, I find the most disheartening thing, because what we're offered now is a chance to reclaim the territory of personal privacy, which now extends into the digital doorway, past our physical doorways, and all of our digital doorways.
And notice just the debate about that is killing Facebook today.
Yes, indeed. And as it should, because institutions that take on the ability to have open, free, absolutely free dialogue, even when what someone is saying might be repugnant to us, whether it be on the left or the right, we need to be able to say that the right to speak, the right to articulate our arguments can't be infringed, especially in a digital world where our life is. I mean, think about it. What's in your house is very little in terms of the information about you.
Not
what's
letting us on world. The digital system is like not providing oxygen to somebody.
Right. I mean, it's so fundamental. It's the very first thing spoken about in the First Amendment is freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. The modern assembly is, in fact, the Internet. To infringe that is to step in the middle of every adversarial voice.
And notice how it's blowing up in their face that they would assault it.
Absolutely. And this is the real market factors when you recognize them. They don't just exist in economies. Where they exist
they
in
exist
fundamental
in ideas
government.
First.
Exactly right. Fundamental government springs from us, the people, the human souls. We decide collectively how it's shaped, how it's formed, and globalists hate this. The elite hates this. And they set up institutions that they call democratic that aren't even democratic. Think about the EU, the European Union, the European Parliament. Nobody elects a single person there, and they call that a democratic institution. Give me a break. You know, this is representation.
And run by the grandson of the most powerful Nazis. I mean, it's literally insane. You're taking over right now, but Dr. Nick Begich is our guest, earthpulse.com, hosting. I appreciate you letting me take a few segments. We love you. And this is a real magic moment right now that we've entered right now. I mean, because let me tell you, this is humanity coming up for air before the riptide sucks us down for a while. I can tell you this, I'm sure of it politically, spiritually, psychically. We're going to get pulled down real deep for a while. Everybody better be getting
there.
We're
right before the storm.
You ready?
Right before the storm. I totally agree. It's right there at the threshold, and now is the time.
So folks better get right with God. They better get air, because we're going down. We're going to take a deep dive into this stuff, and it's going to be bad. But those of us that make it on the other side, I'm sure I probably won't be there, and it won't matter, because the ideas go forward. It's like electricity. You can't stop it. Dr. Nick Begich, back in 3 minutes on this hottest break. EarthPulse.com, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Stay on target. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to InfoWars.com, and this is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm standing in for this last few segments of today's broadcast. And I really appreciate Alex as a disruptor. You know, and that's how I would categorize a lot of us. We're disruptors. You know, we kind of walk into the middle of the room and present new information that sort of puts a wrench in your bicycle spokes of the New World Order as it's going downhill at a pretty high velocity. And I totally appreciate that about Alex. You know, and I get comments, you know, I read all the comments, and sometimes when he and I are on, we're both so excited about what we're talking about that, you know, we kind of run over each other a little bit. And people sometimes get critical of that, and don't, really don't, because this is the nature of a disruptor at our core. We get excited and we just can't help ourselves. And that's just the nature of it. And you know, this is what needs to be preserved in the idea of freedom of speech. True freedom of speech means that the engagement happens on the platform of the 21st century. And this is what's being attacked. That's why Facebook's book stock is plunging today as people with a different political view than the owners are saying, you know what, we're not spending our time, effort, or energy with you if you cannot recognize our right to be and to speak and to do those things that we feel are important to us. And, you know, and I think that's what's more important to preserve. What I travel a lot all over the world. I spend a good bit of time in Europe. And what I see in Europe is the result of political speech and the backlash of that suppression. That they call tolerance in this liberal left-wing sort of view of, oh, we're so tolerant, you know, we're so generous with our generosity of tolerance. You know, tolerance, and I've said this before, is self-violence because you're suppressing your truth. That's a violent act against yourself, against divinity, if you believe you're created in the image and likeness of God. It's just as bad as attacking someone else. Only it's an internal feeding to shut down your ability to speak unless you're speaking for an established order that tells you what to parrot. Whether it's the left or the right, quite frankly, this is what we need to guard against, is that true freedom of speech is saying what we believe is right and true in a respectful way that doesn't incite violence, but incites dialogue. You know, that was the whole point. Freedom of the press and freedom of speech were not the fundamentals of the First Amendment for no reason. They were to infuse, to invigorate public debate and public dialogue that takes us to deeper conclusions that represent the true American character. And they don't happen by us, you know, having our own civil wars every 15 minutes. No, they happen by recognition and respect, not some artificial thing called tolerance, but respect. An acceptance of an opposing view, even if it's repugnant to you, and the right to say it, because once you start deciding what the level of acceptability is, the whole thing collapses. Because then it's just one more slippery slope down the slippery slope of a really different kind of government. And they're using nationalism, fighting in our own individual self-interest as reflected within our cultures, within our countries. And right now, I mean, globalism is certainly the hope of God that we all come together sometime. But we're not there, ladies and gentlemen. And anyone who thinks we are at this moment is deluded. The fact is our cultures are very different. The way we perceive the world is very different. And that has not changed right away. And it won't change for probably a few more hundred years. But the reality is, we are a very different population. America has gone from a country of example where we did our own thing and only came out of our box when we were threatened, truly threatened. Now we're engaged in everyone's affair, and people are upset about Russia's engagement, perhaps in busting Hillary's server and the Democrat servers. You know, I personally don't find it as big a problem as a lot of others, because we do it to over 120 countries all the time. We even tap our national leaders of our allies. Merkel was being tapped, you know, all of them. And why is now we're so self-righteous about this? Because Russia's doing it. How naive are we, you know, if we don't think Russia's doing this and China's doing this, and even Israel and every other major power, the French, the British, the U.S., Germany? Everyone is using their technology for their own nationalistic advantage. If they're not, they're working against people that elected them. And that's where we ended that last segment with Alex, was the EU, European Parliament. We hear them quoted all the time, the European Commission quoted all the time. These are appointed people. Nobody elected them. They are not the voice of the people by any stretch of the imagination. They are the voice of the elite. The same as the UN, the biggest bribery cooking operation in the world, operating out of New York with mostly our money. Another group, nobody elected, they're all appointed, telling the rest of the world what to do. I'm sorry, fundamentally, it does not reach the level of democracy in a republic that I embrace as an American at all. In fact, it flies in the face of what I believe government springs from the people, and this does not. This springs from the elite, of the elite. And, you know, and I got three generations in government, right? My dad was a congressman. My brother was a mayor and a U.S. senator. My other brother's a state senator. And one of my brothers is running for governor right now here in Alaska. So, I mean, we've seen it from pre-statehood, from what it's like to be a territory all the way through the evolution of a state, which we're in the middle of, way behind a lot of my brethren around the United States. But having said all that, now is the time to stand up, to preserve speech, and use your economic power as citizens to do that. We're seeing it with Facebook. Maybe this will wake up people to the idea that speech needs to be protected. And then on the backside of this from these big operators, personal privacy, your digital doorway belongs to us individually, and here's how I think it should work, is my opinion. We shouldn't be allowed to opt in or opt out of anything that invades our privacy. It ought not to be allowed to be asked. In other words, the average person who might not be as well informed on how all this electronics actually works shouldn't even be able to say, yeah, I give up my freedom. No. No one should ask an American or any human being to give up their basic rights of what we're born with. No government gives this to us. This is the foundation of who we are. Right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How many people, even in the West now, actualize that reality? That's our foundation that we need to grab back right now, not lose more of in a digital doorway kick in. Because that's what's happened. Our digital doorways of our homes have all simultaneously been kicked in by government, by commercial interests, exploiting who we are individually at such a level, it changes everything about everything. And we wrote about this almost 20 years ago and said, here's what's coming. And it's not some predictive model. It was just taking 600 or 700 documents and distilling them down. And that's the nature of our work. Footnote everything, lay it out, and you can project what's going because it's their roadmap. You know, other publications that lay it out really clearly. Read Technology Review from MIT and see where the technology trends are going and where the debates are. Read Foreign Affairs, which is the insider journal, the Trilateral Commission's journal. Read it. It's at every library in the country. Find out what the game plan is. You get a lot more insight as to what's coming and how it's being organized. And in the remaining segments, I want to talk a little bit about some of that, some of the Federal Reserve issues that Rand Paul brings up. I want to talk about China and India and some of the things happening there, and sort of how the whole thing of income taxes and the Federal Reserve and all of this sort of evolved and has taken over and has taken the liberty and the freedom that we deserve as Americans and as human souls in the world. So we'll be right back. We've got a few commercial breaks. Support this network. This is Dr. Nick Begich with InfoWars.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346 Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And welcome back to Infowars.com. And I'm standing in this last segment for Alex Jones. And, you know, when we left off, I was talking about these unelected groups that somehow think they represent us. And you know, I've done a lot of work, as I said, in Europe and around the world. So I see a lot firsthand. And I watched the euro come in and what people were really saying about that. And sort of that was in the 90s. And then kind of what's happened since is people's economy has literally been hijacked. You know, and I was listening to the segment earlier today where they had a blip on there from Rand Paul talking about bringing the troops home, talking about the budgets, you know, and the tax issues. You think about what Trump has done already, you know, the tax issues, consumer confidence, stock market, all the big measures, unemployment across all of the ethnic groups. You know, we're seeing all those improvements. And then I saw a recent one where tax receipts are down, but I don't think we've seen the full measure of that. Let's wait and see how that all rolls up. But when I start thinking about things that are happening that are going to affect us on long range, like in the EU, getting NATO to pay their bills and belly up to the bar and get some money on the table. I'm talking to a friend of mine who's staff in the European Parliament, been there over 20 years. And the insight that this person brought to me in a 3 or 4 hour conversation, just as this was happening in Brussels a few weeks ago, And it was interesting, an insider who comes originally from Eastern Europe, this person has a undergraduate in economics, a master's in economics, and a doctorate in economics, and very smart person. And the basic view expressed there was, yeah, Europe ought to pay its own bills. And Trump used the number 90%, we're paying 90%. The actual number, according to the insiders on this, for NATO alone, not the whole of Europe, which might be closer to 90% for the U.S., it's about 67% for NATO, which is not the right number. It's truly not the right number. I mean, are we 67% of Europe's action? I don't think so. Now, what did they just do in this trade agreement? One of the things Trump called them on was, hey, you're beating us up over our relationship with Moscow, but you're getting 70% of your natural gas and lights to keep the lights on in Germany from Moscow. So why aren't you buying U.S. natural gas? Because we haven't been exporting it. And if you watch the news the last couple of days, they are. And if you watch our earlier segments on Alaska natural gas and Alaska mineral resources, I urge you to go back because they're on YouTube. They're very easy to find. These are the real meaty issues of balanced trade. Now we get the report, except for automobiles, we're going to get to zero trade barriers on both sides. Hey, right on. And they're up on the screen, 96%. There's the number. 67%, the real number, not 90. And this is important because maybe it should be more like maybe 20% or 15%. I mean, how much of our interest is really in Europe? Who should pay that bill? See, that's the next thing that I think Trump can address is the defense budget from the standpoint of what is America's interest and what isn't. Look at the foreign base situation, 850 bases and stations around the world. And we're upset that Russia has won in Syria. You know, come on, man. Get real. This is the point. Nobody pays attention. Oh, look what the other guy's doing. You know, you got a little piece of dust in your eye. Well, the other guy's got the pole in their eye, right? This is the story of the media in the 21st century. Oh, wait, look over here. And, you know, the defense budget is the big elephant in the room. And we also need to measure it against relative productivity, not dollars anymore. Because when we measure dollars like against China or Russia, you know, China, you get 10 times more productivity. So they spend one-tenth as much money. Well, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, because what you're looking for is how many battleships do you get, how many aircraft carriers and submarines and missiles. It's the output that matters, not the input of dollars, which is just a medium between productive resources, which gets me into the meat of the next piece of this, which is the money. Think about what China and India are doing with the money. They're going electronic. So you're going to see the first big populations, a couple billion plus, go electronic money. And I'm not talking Bitcoin because they're shutting that down in these countries. They're taking digital images of face, eyes, and fingerprints. And the reason they do all three in India is because some people have literally worn their fingerprints off, or they have cataracts and eye diseases where you can't get an iris scan. So they do all three. And they got 1.1 billion of the population, the last read I made a few months ago, done. And a couple hundred million that are still ghosts in the system because you can't get on social systems, welfare programs, or any of the things that voting, any of it in India without being in that digital system now. So that's the beginning of the mark, if you will, for those that know what I'm talking about. The next is China, which is doing social scoring in addition to controlling every aspect of their economy. And this is something people need to also recognize is capitalism is not something, an attribute of democracy. Capitalism is a system of economics separate from government. So the communist Chinese have adopted a capitalistic economic system to lay underneath their system of government, which is a squishy collective, whatever they want to call it, you know, but it's a different way of looking at governance. You know, because it's not a democracy. They have the illusion of it, you know, like the EU has the illusion of it and the UN has the illusion of it. But they really represent a different block of elites. And the corruption level in China and India is so off the charts that part of this anti-corruption move is to shut down the leakage in their economies and gain control of it. Because once they do, under the guise of we're stamping out corruption, which people support that concept. What they don't realize is in giving up freedom, they gain perhaps a stamp out on corruption. But, you know, this is, again, getting into the issue of, okay, how do you spend your money and how do you develop your economy and what is an economy? And this is where the bankers come into the play. And, you know, we're going to be out of time today before we get into the real meat of it. But I want to talk about just the foundations of it. So income, taxing human beings, our labor, that was what the Civil War in the 1860s was fought about. And then it was determined that taxing a person's labor was unconstitutional in 1894 by the United States Supreme Court. Most people don't realize this. It took a constitutional amendment to tax our labor. And when they created the income tax at the same time, they gave huge breaks to corporations, to the elites of the day, the railroad barons, all of these guys who were doing minerals and oil and gas. They got a thing called depletion allowance, which in an earlier segment I described pretty in detail. But this gave them a 50% basic tax break when they do their bottom line calculations. So when they lowered the corporate rate for all corporations to 20%, effectively for oil and gas and minerals, it's half of that, 10%, like a sales tax in some parts of the country right now, and that's what they pay. Which, you know, I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent, but let's be honest about it. They're depleting public resources, not private resources, and depletion allowances should not apply to public resources at all. And this aberration in the tax code that now is over 100 years old needs to be extracted from the code and recognized for what it is. The biggest loophole that you can drive a semi through, but complicated enough so the average person doesn't get it. This is the hijacking that still takes place. And if you want to stop the leakage now, you've got tax reform that created a playing field that's very different. We're taxing our multinational corporations for their overseas revenues. Great. Now we can take the next level to stamp out depletion allowances on public resources so they don't apply anymore. And we get the full tax load that's intended, that's fair and reasonable for public resources that are being exploited mostly by companies that aren't even domiciled here. And we've covered that in past segments under minerals and oil and gas. And look at those past segments and spread those around. I mean, that's the nature of InfoWars.com. It is an InfoWar. The fact is good information, fact-driven information, even drawing it from their sources so that we can reframe the debate to represent what we need in democratic republics like ours. When we start pulling back, as Rand Paul has suggested, our troops from these foreign lands and adventures without declared wars that are in fact the constitutional purview of the Congress, and none of these policing actions or regime change actions have been declared wars. Now, when you do a regime change, which is kind of like a polite way of saying, you know, we don't like your government, so we're going to get rid of them. Now, we used to do that with a big club and a cannon, and now we do it all different ways. But at this meddling in your campaign, I don't know what is. And this is the state of the world today. The fake news points at Russia as if there's some aberration. They're doing very little compared to what the U.S. budget supports. And there's a way of looking at the world that needs to empower us as individuals. That's what InfoWars.com is about. Check me out at EarthPulse.com. That's where my stuff is. But this is the network to support. InfoWars.com. Get on board, be part of the new revolution, the revolution that's going to change this country and awaken the rest of our brothers and sisters in this nation.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then
and you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.